Let me go to the blower. Bye, you made it through. What's up?
Hi, Grease.
What's up?
I'm at the Morris County mental facility.
You are at the Morris County mental facility.
And,
speak up louder. Why are you there, sir?
This morning I kind of woke up in front of my house.
You woke up in front of your house naked?
And I'm having a nightmare or something.
And so what happened? You had the nightmare and you ran outside naked and went to sleep?
No. I was out in the front of my yard. I was screaming like an idiot.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
You were naked?
I'm a moron, I guess.
Who threw the net over you? They came? Your parents called the cops or what?
No, I guess the neighbor did. The cops came and arrested me, and I was just like, what are you arresting me for?
And they cuffed you and threw you naked in the back seat.
Well, yeah, they let me get dressed. But, so now I'm stuck here for like 3 days. They gave me all this medicine.
Yeah, you know, now they call you an M.O., you know that? Because for 3 days they got you in there for mental observation.
The guy next to me seems to think that him and I are related.
Have you ever been in the mental facility before?
When I was younger.
For what was the charge then?
There's no charge. I killed a dog.
Oh, that's terrible. Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
And so that was you. You've been what do you do for a living?
I'm a landscaper.
And you're out there cutting people's grass and trimming their hedges with a wild-eyed look in your eye, huh? you live alone or with your folks?
I live with my mother.
Oh, man, I'm just talking to you. I just want to not only help you, but I every now and then I get close to having kids myself, and talking to you just makes me not want to consider that option.
Well, thanks.
I just don't want some naked 25-year-old lying in the front of the house screaming, killing dogs in the neighborhood. Ha!
I was like 13. I don't know. I got really mad.
Well, I don't care how mad you get. You don't take it out on doggies and cats and stuff. So are you taking the medicine? Are you going to be out? Are you going to be a productive member of society? Or will we constantly be seeing you getting arrested naked in some cockamamie scheme or another?
I'm not a criminal. I mean, don't think like I'm a bad person. I try real hard, but sometimes, you know, things happen.
You know, what could possibly happen to make you scream naked in the middle of the night in front of your house?
I don't know. Sometimes I just think I have a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure? You don't know from pressure what pressure is. Yeah, people in this world under pressure, we'd all be naked and screaming.
Yeah, really?
With all our various... There it is, the laugh of the damned. I knew it was in there somewhere. Listen to him. You'll be painting the walls with piles of your own offal before the night's done, won't you? There he is. There's my boy. There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. All right, good luck.
Hey, Chris.
Good luck.
I really like your show.
You're very kind. Nice to know I have a certain appeal to all genres of society. All right, obviously the medicine's working. You seem to be relaxing now.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, they got payphones up on those wards, you know, and they can dial the 800 number to be free, and so I get a lot of those kind of calls. And I'm sure by now Mom isn't accepting his collect from Herbert. No, I don't want to hear it clink, but I take him. Oh, God. All right, let's get another call here. Let me hold my breath a second. Lord knows what I'm going to run into. Hello?